Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie, and this is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Welcome to our second mini-sode.
I know. Look at us. And we're doing it live. Live. Wouldn't that be cool? We should do live episodes every once in a while. I meant like the week it comes out. So it's currently January 14th as we record this.
You had me scared for a second. I was like, I did not prep for a live one.
Oh, no. But you guys, oh my gosh. For Christmas, Brie got a whole bunch of what?
Did you not hear my cat meow?
No.
My cat just meowed. I don't think we could hear it in the podcast, but I definitely heard it.
Oh, I did not. Anyways, Brie got a whole bunch of fun podcasting stuff that she just set up. And so now I have my own headset too and fancy microphone. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And Brie got a new microphone too, right?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
A new microphone. We technically got a new audio interface.
Yeah. So hopefully we sound even better.
Fingers crossed. And I think we will.
Yeah. For your reference, this new setup will start with Twilight for our main episodes.
Hell yeah.
So we're going to sound even better for Twilight.
So glad you can hear me go on and on and on.
Oh my gosh.
In clarity.
But yeah. So how's life been? Tell us about your trip. You just got back from...
Yeah, I went on my trip to California to visit my friend Nee. Mm-hmm. I guess I'll tell everyone first because I was supposed to be going the week of Christmas. But our crazy ice storm that we had here in Washington on the 21st screwed up my flight on the 25th. Canceled it so bad that they're like, you're not going to be able to get on a flight for a few days. So at first I was going to cancel my whole trip. But then my mom was like, maybe you should just try to see if you can push back the trip a week. So I talked to Nee, figured out everything, and was like, yes, I'm going to go on this trip. So I went for New Year's Eve. Partied way too hard on New Year's Eve. Harder than I normally do.
Oh, no.
Was dead to the world on New Year's Day. I, like, to the point that the rest of the week, I thought, like, on... What Monday? I thought it was Sunday. On Tuesday, I thought it was Monday.
Oh no!
Yeah, I kept thinking. I was like, "Wow, it feels like I still have forever." And then I'd be like, "Oh no, no, you definitely."
Oh gosh,
missed that day. But we went and did an escape room, which was so much fun. I got to cuddle with their husky, which huskies are my favorite dog.
I thought you were about to say cuddle with their husband, and I was like. What? That's news.
Me and Ty, we just got really close. No. No.
Oh, gosh.
She actually bought me a board game 2 years ago for my birthday called Mansions of Madness that Allie and I are obsessed with. Mm-hmm. And I finally got to play it properly with her because... The birthday that she got it for me, Allie, and her played it, and we basically cheated. But you know what I realized? We cheated, but we also lost.
Yeah. That's how hard this game is, but it's cheated. So fun.
I keep thinking we're going to win this one. Or, like, every time I think that we're close to winning, I realize that there's still quite a lot left in the game. And I'm like, oh, dang it. We're going to die.
It's basically like a D&D sort of board game-ish. So it's not, like...
Oh, for sure. It's not... D&D with your laptop or...
The laptop is an electronical
device, because it doesn't have to be a laptop. It could be an iPad, a phone.
Yeah, but it is the Dungeon Master, so you have to do what it says, basically.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It's a great game. If you like board games, go check that one out. Yeah, so we played that quite a few times, and I hardcore binged his Dark Materials. I got halfway through season three. I watched season one, two, and halfway through season three in a week.
Oh, because she was working for a lot of the day.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, there were times, especially because I was there during their crazy storm. And so he got to work from home, too.
And his husband? Yeah. Or fiance?
Husband. So he worked from home. She worked from home. I had nothing else to do. Well, I probably had a lot to do. But I decided to just watch this TV show. And I freaking love it. James McAvoy is in it. And he's one of my loves. But he plays a shitty father. So, great. he plays a dad who literally, like, leaves his daughter with a school and tells her that he's her uncle because he's so distant in her life that he does.
Oh, my gosh.
But also, he does everything he does out of love. Her mother's worse. But, yeah. It's a book. So we will be reading it.
Oh.
It's, do you know The Golden Compass?
Yeah.
It's that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's that trilogy.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's really good. But if you've watched the Golden Compass movie, and then you go into this. I watched the Golden Compass movie when it first came out forever ago. Mm-hmm. Watching the TV show, I was like, what in the hell was that movie about?
Oh, no.
So we'll have to compare the movie at some point, too. But I want to do the show.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was my fun trip.
Cool.
Yeah. I guess I'll go into all the books that I'm reading based off of this. Because on my trip, I took a break from our books.
I know. It was so weird not to do off-script stuff for 2 weeks.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
We actually did take a break, you guys.
I know. I didn't think we were going to. Uh-uh. And I was kind of stressed about it. But then we ended up taking a long break.
I know. Because we were doing so well.
Yeah,
Hopefully it doesn't come to bite us.
I'm stressed about that, so I'll get into it in a second.
Okay.
So I started a book called Red Rising by Pierce Brown, which, oh my gosh, it is a fantastic book. And I started it the day of my flight, and I read 142 pages the day of the flight, like from the time I got to the airport until I landed. Because I read until my plane got there, got on the plane, read until I landed. And I don't think, usually when I get on a plane, I can read for like a half hour. Mm-hmm. And then I just get bored of being on the plane. This book had me captivated the whole time. I was like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen next? What's happening next?
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then I also read it on the way back home, but I didn't finish it. So I'm like, okay, I'll start Twilight. And then like my plan is to read that like, if I'm taking a bath or something like that, or like if I just need a quick chapter to read right before bed, I'll read that book. So I start Twilight. But then my dad took me to the library and I went and I found two more books that I wanted to read. And so I now am reading five books altogether.
Because you're reading Midnight Sun too.
Yes. Because I'm reading Twilight and Midnight Sun together. And more often than not, I've regretted that decision.
Oh, no.
I love the conjecture. And more often than not, it's been nice. And I've gotten little, like, side remarks that she makes in Twilight make more sense because of what happens in Midnight Sun. And I'm like, oh, that's such a nice, like, little tie-in to each other that, like, when you're reading Twilight, you don't know it's a tie-in. But then when you read Midnight Sun, if you are doing what I'm doing, or if you've just read Twilight and go back and read it, you would get it. But when I first read Midnight Sun, I did not get that. It's also definitely changed my outlook on Midnight Sun. When I first read it, I actually hated it. I didn't plan on reading it ever again.
No.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know. It scared me for rereading Twilight.
Wow.
Yeah. Obviously, I was going to do Twilight for this, but I have been nervous for this, to be honest with you.
Wow. I would never have guessed with how much you've talked about it. Hyped it up.
I know that I love Twilight, but I, in the back of my mind, I was always like, oh my gosh, this is going to be the one. I just thought it was me being an adult and like reading it through an adult's eyes. Now I'm realizing that I think it was just when I read Midnight Sun the first time, I don't think I went in with quite the same mindset. It's so hard to say. I'll explain it in the Twilight episode.
Yep. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah, there's even more of a sneak peek for you.
Yeah. First week in March.
Cannot wait. I'm really excited.
But your five books you're reading kind of ties into what we were planning for this episode today.
Yes, it does.
And we're going to do a little debate. I'm going to lose. About are audiobooks better or reading better? Now, I just want to start off by saying, I want to be able to read. Okay. So one, I'm going to lose this because I always cripple at everything and Brie never does. So she's just going to be like, okay. And I'm going to be like, okay, you're right. You win. So anytime there's a debate, I'm going to lose, but we're doing
it. Why not? There are times when I like realize that I'm in the wrong.
We'll see.
This one I won't.
Yeah. So I don't really know. I guess I'm not going to be debating that it's the audiobooks are better. Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't know, for busy people, they might be better. Like, because I want to be able to read, right? Like, I would love to sit down and just, like, okay, so when you were gone, I knew that, well, I can't listen to Twilight. Because Breed asked me not to, because she's reading both Midnight Sun and Twilight.
I knew she would finish way ahead of me. Even though I'm actually, like, really on par with you.
I think so.
I'm doing way better than I expected to. Anyways. So I just knew. I didn't want you to finish the whole entire Twilight series while I was far behind.
That's fair. It's fair. It's better for recording, too, because now it's fresher.
Yeah.
And so, but with that being said, I knew that I would not get very far reading. Now, I didn't super try. It's like if audiobooks weren't an option and I was doing...
Wait, you didn't explain.
Well, I'm trying to.
Oh.
Okay.
Sorry.
So if audiobooks weren't an option and I had to read for this podcast, obviously I would sit down and try and find time to do it. But when you were gone, I decided to read Twilight because I knew I wouldn't get very far. But I didn't put in a super big effort. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So yes, like, it does. So I sat down, like I took a bath and I read, and I think I read at another point. And oh yeah, when Tyler was doing speech therapy, I was reading, and I got 25 pages in 2 weeks. So
let me put this into perspective, guys. In 2 weeks, she read 25 pages. In the 2 weeks that we had the break, I read 246 pages of my Red Rising.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, so that's where I stand. I would love to read. I just cannot.
Okay.
But first, before this, I thought this was interesting. I thought I'd look up the top five downloaded books on Audible.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Can you guess what they are? I know for sure two of them are on our list. Three of them might be.
Have we done them before?
We've done one of them before.
Harry Potter.
Yeah. The first Harry Potter is the fifth one.
Is Twilight on there?
Nope.
Damn them. Okay.
You probably won't get them. Sorry.
Okay, well then, what are they?
Okay. Number five is Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, J.K. Rowling. Four, Can't Hurt Me, Dave Goggins. Three, Born a Crime, Trevor Noah. Two, Ready Player One, Ernest Cline. Is that on our list?
Yes, it is.
Okay, that was one of them. I didn't know if it was. And number one downloaded on Audible is Where the Crawdads Sing.
Oh, that's also on our list.
That was the one I knew. Yeah. It had 288,000 reviews. So, which isn't a lot, but that's just reviews. That's not necessarily downloads.
Downloads?
Yeah. And so, then I did books, too.
I was going to ask.
Yep.
Did you do books?
The top...
Books?
Books? Tell me the books. The top selling books. I know that... I'm pretty sure only one of them is on our list because... Two to three of them are religious books. Three of them are religious books.
Okay.
So number five is The Little Prince.
Oh.
And Tony DeSaint. Yep. Number four, Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
J.R.R. Tolkien. Number three, the Quorin?
Oh, many, the Quran.
Sure. Many authors. Number two, quotations from Chairman, oh no, Mao Zedong. Mao Zedong? I don't know. I'm so sorry, you guys. That's the number two bought book in the world. And then number one, the Bible. With 5 billion copies sold.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? So I was finding it interesting. I mean, I'm a little disappointed there aren't more fun books on the
regular book
list. Yeah.
Yeah. Me too. I'm like, wait.
Yeah.
How sad.
I know.
I should go change that.
Okay. Just go out there and buy
me myself.
Buy the same book like a million times. There, it's on the list now. Oh gosh. All right. Anyways, so you want to debate?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay. Here we go.
Obviously, I'm for books. I'm all about having that hard cup. Hard cover in my hands. I like being able to turn the page, and my favorite thing is being able to close my book and look and see how far I am in the book.
Yeah, you do send me pictures of your little bookmark a lot. You're like, oh, I'm pretty far. I'm doing good. Look how far I am.
It's my favorite thing. I feel very proud of myself when I close the book and I'm like, you know what? That's farther than I thought.
Okay. So on an opposite side, with audiobooks, I can do sort of that too. It tells me my percentage.
But so, you can't see. Like, yeah,
I can see. Tell, there's a line.
25%. Oh, okay.
There is a line. Okay. I have it. So like right now, let me pull up Twilight. I use both Libby, which is the library app, and Audible because I try and get free books. See, 55%, 58% in my little line down there. And then I click on it.
Oh, yeah, we're like close. I'm at 47%.
At the top, yeah. And then see, then I know. I'm like, oh, man, okay. So I have 5 hours and 21 minutes left of my book. And I can choose a different speed. This is my pros. So if I'm like really not enjoying a book, I can speed it up and get done with it faster.
But then you miss things.
Well, I don't speed it up so they aren't hamster talking. Let's be real. If I didn't like the book, I'd be missing things anyways because I just wouldn't be paying attention.
Oh, no.
Okay, my other.
We gotta go back and do all the books over that hour. Oh, no. Like, we probably missed things.
Well, obviously, didn't you hear Gone Girl, where I thought Desi still liked her?
Yeah.
Gosh. All right. So, my other, or I guess it's your turn. Okay, give me another pro for book. We really planned like that we were going to do this, but we didn't plan our points.
I did
points.
Not come up with any argument.
No. We're just like, I'm going to win. It doesn't matter.
No, I was like, you love books so much. This will be easy. And now I'm like, okay. A pro for me, mm-hmm. because when you're listening to someone else read it, it's almost kind of like, I'm going to take this into movie terms, but it's almost like they are the director. So how they want you to see the characters is how you're going to see the characters. Whereas when you read it yourself, it's your own internal voice. And so you get to paint the world how you want it. You don't have to listen to someone else painting the world for you.
Yeah, I'll 100% give you that one because I agree with that one, actually. It's quite interesting because I've noticed it a few times where I either on the podcast.
Who reads Twilight?
I don't know, but I really like her.
Okay.
She does a good job. Let me see. Ileana Kadushin.
Don't know her.
Okay. Continue. I don't know. She sounds pretty good. But it was on the pod, and I think just texting, where I would be like, oh my gosh, this character is so angry. And you're like, I didn't take them as angry at all. And it's because the audiobook person read their line angrily. Yeah. So... It does.
Skew your...
To a point, I mean, it skews it to how they think it, but then yours skews you to how you think.
Yeah.
So really, it's just different.
It's true, but then you have someone else thinking for you.
But it would have been different anyways, too, because what if I did personally read it, and I read it as them angry?
then I would more so give you that point and be like, okay, you read it as angry, I get it, but this is how I read it. Whereas now when you do it, I'm just like, that's because this person did it that
way. Wow. I've lost all grace because I was honest on this podcast, you guys. I am going to go with my point being time. So when I find a book I really, really like, being not even just a mom, but sure, that adds definitely a millionfold to it. Just being a busy person that I am, because, or a lazy person. I'm going to throw lazy out there too.
I was going to say, because I'm busy too, girl.
I know. I'm going to throw lazy. So busy during the day. And then when I finally am able to sit down, my brain just kind of wants to shut off, which is why I go to TV. So during the day is when I do the audiobooks, and I can't read during the day because I'm chasing two little kids. So I love that I took Tyler to the zoo the other day, and I had my headphone in the whole day, and I got 2 hours listened in. And so it's like, I wouldn't be able to do that with the book.
Yeah, but the book for me is my main time. Like, I get to sit down with my book, and I make it a huge ordeal. I always, like, I light candles. I give myself some mood lighting. I get a cup of tea, and I get a snuggly blanket, and it's amazing if Washington decides to be raining that day, too. And then I get to, like, cuddle up with my book, and I read, and I get lost in it for hours. And, like, that's what I love, too. You get lost in it when you're reading. Like, I'm sure you get lost in it when you're listening, too. Mm-hmm. But it feels different because you're holding the world in your hand while you're...
Oh, I totally agree. I will give you that. When I remember reading Harry Potter, and then even the 25 pages of Twilight that I read, and looking at the words, you can't think about anything else. Mm-mm. So I do like that because, yes, I do get lost in it, especially when I'm doing like going to the zoo. I'm just walking around. Mm-hmm. Like, then I get lost in it too, but it's not the same as looking at it.
No.
And I would love to do candles and blankie and all that sort of stuff. I would fall the heck to sleep. Oh my gosh. Do you know how hard I try? I try so hard. That's my dream. I would love, you guys, like, I'm going to agree with Bree. Bree, the books are, I would love to read a book. I just can't. I get so
sad.
I get so tired. But you know what? I have the book. I have Twilight in my car. I might bring it in, and maybe tonight I'll sit down and try. Yeah, right. I'm gonna get in bed and be like, Netflix. But
maybe like tomorrow, right after you get the kids down, go. Don't even sit in your bed. Go into your living room in the couch. Go sit mm-hmm. in that corner, put a blanket on, and just read half a chapter.
Oh, at nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, ignore your children.
No, tomorrow. What you said, get them down. I immediately go to Tyler's nap time, and I'm like, does she still think Riley takes naps?
No.
Okay.
For bed.
I'll try it. But what I gotta do, I have to be confident in how far I read, because I did this where I was like, I only read 25 pages. I'm just going to listen to it from the beginning. Oh my gosh, I wasted a whole half hour, 40 minutes. I was like, I could have skipped all this. I knew exactly, like, because I didn't forget anything. Because that was my worry too, is your brain wanders with audiobooks. And my brain sort of, like, while I do get captivated, it also wanders at the same time.
Oh, for sure. There have been times in Midnight Sun where, because when I start the chapter in Midnight Sun, I have just read it in Twilight. So I'm getting the same exact conversation all over again. So there have been times where I've like started thinking like, okay, so this week you need to be doing this and you have to do this. And then I'm like, wait, what am I doing? And then I'm reading and I'm like, wait, why is Bella thinking like this? And I'm like, oh shit, you're reading Edwards. That's why.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I will try and read it. Because I mean, you, to be fair, you gave, you're making it seem like I don't want to give reading a shot, but you gave reading a shot with Two Kisses for Maddie. So I'll give...
I gave audiobooks.
That's what I meant. Yeah, sorry.
I always read.
Gosh, audiobooks a shot.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I did.
Okay. All right, I'll try it.
Okay.
I think that was a pretty good debate. I don't think either of us crumbled.
No.
Huh. I'm pretty proud of myself.
Good job.
Thanks.
You sat here and said that you...
I really thought I'd be like, okay, you win.
You're right. Books are amazing. They are the best.
They're the best. They're better than audiobooks. Ah.
I was going to say something about the smell of books because I love the smell of books, but I thought that would be weird.
No, I agree. The smell, like walking into like
Barnes & Noble.
Uh-huh.
Library.
Uh-huh.
Bookstore.
I do like that. Give it to you too.
Thanks.
My phone smells amazing. Do I get a point for it too?
No. I don't think your phone smells
Oh, no. What if that was serious? I'm just gonna go home and start spraying my phone every time I have an audiobook. I'll be like, Bree, smell it.
Listen to this fragrance. Smell this fragrance.
Oh gosh.
Change the smell for every book.
Yes. I really think Twilight is a wonderstruck by Taylor Swift smell.
Probably.
Yes.
Well, guys, we did it.
We did. We
tried to stick to our half hour. I might have went over a little bit. I know you're going to cut some stuff, so...
Yeah, I'm going to cut quite a bit, but...
Yeah, we'll see.
Sorry. It's not an hour.
Yes, that's our goal.
Hopefully you enjoyed it.
Yes, we had fun with it.
Yeah.
But anyways, all right, you guys. Okay, stay tuned for Monday when... I don't know what comes out. I know that this Monday is Holes, right?
Yeah, so it's...
Oh, it's two kisses. Kisses.
Yeah.
Two kisses. You guys.
Oh, God. I wanted to warn everyone. I cried a lot in that episode, guys. Like, I almost cut out a lot of my crying, but then.
No, it's so real. It's such a sad book.
It is, but it's really embarrassing for
no,
me.
No, it's so good. Okay.
I was editing it and I was hating myself. I was like, oh, my God, why are you crying like a baby?
You guys, I have not personally. I've said books are amazing and everything, but I have not personally recommended a book yet. This is the one I personally recommend is mm-hmm. Two Kisses for Maddie. So
it was really good.
Yep. But anyway, so stay tuned for that.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
See you Monday, guys.
All right. See ya.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you subscribed, rate, and reviewed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time!
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.